Our scripture reading this morning is found in Luke 6, verse 38. It is printed on the front of the bulletin. It is this: "Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Give and it will be given to you." As I was preparing to come out of my office this morning, I met some folk and they said, "How are you doing?" And I said, "I'm petrified. I'm so nervous." And this is the one service that creates nervousness in me like I never ever imagined before. A number of years ago, this Sunday actually fell on the day after Christmas. And you can imagine what it's like to do Christmas and then to do a service. But there were faithful people that were coming, and I said, what can we do with this service? We've been given. Maybe we should talk about giving to others. And Boxing Day normally falls just after Christmas Day, and I spoke that year about giving, how we are given, so we need to give. And I'd heard a GLS talk that very year of a pastor who had decided that they should give Bibles to the community. And instead of just saying, "Give Bibles to the community, amen, let's go home," he said, "We're going to give Bibles to the community now. There's boxes at the door. Go." And that was his service. He just said, "Get up and go." So we're going to live that very concept this morning again. And that's why I'm so nervous, because I call you to give. We're going to go out in the next couple of minutes. And those goodies that you brought, not for a party, for us. I know, Don, you can still have coffee after service. But it's for folk in a community. And so we're going to live the scripture. Give is what I want to focus on this morning. And so when I say go, we have very little time. I want to wrap the service up by 10 o'clock. So this is what I'd like you to do. Go to the back table. Grab something. If you didn't bring anything, that's fine. There's 6 in a pack. Cut open the pack, put some stuff on paper plates, cling wrap it, jump in a car, and go and bless somebody. Amen. Woo. Now, whenever I do this, there's a couple of folk that get in their cars and go home. That's fine. I know it's this isn't everybody's cup of tea. And I know there's a couple of folk that just stay behind to guard the equipment. Bless you. But the people that go, let me tell you, there's nothing quite like giving somebody something and just saying, "I want to pray for you," and blessing them. So that's what I'd like you to do. If you're too scared to go, come with me or with Mike Johnson. Look for the loud people. They're the brave ones, okay? And all that I'd like you to do, there's a petrol station right here. There's car guards right next to us here in this area. There's a Shell service station across the road. There's a, I don't know what it is anymore, down in Winston Park, BP, Caltex. Anyway, those are the closest, and I think that's, and then if that's all busy, the police station's real close. We've got enough time. We've got half an hour to do this. Decide who you're going with. You don't have to say a word. You can just hold a plate of something, go up to somebody, an attendant or a car guard, and say, "We'd just like to give you something. We'd like to thank you for working today. We'd like to bless you. Can I pray with you?" In the 6 or so years we've done this, we've only ever had one person say, "No, don't pray for me." So pretty sure somebody's going to say yes. And then the prayer just goes like this. It's not a big, funky, come to Christ prayer. It's simply, "Thank you, Lord, for this person." You'll know their name by now. "Thank you that you've given them a job. I pray that you bless them now. Come and fill them, Holy Spirit." That kind of prayer. Just to bless people. And then we're going to haul back here as quickly as possible. I'm going to give you a time when we've got to be back. And then a couple of people are going to say, "This is what happened." And then we sing our closing song. Okay? I know some people aren't excited about this. You didn't come to church for this. But this is what church is. This is what church is. We get to do church what Christ called us to do right away. Immediately we get to bless somebody and talk about it. You're going to hear some great stories when we get back. Whew. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you that you have called us to this place, that we're not at this service by accident, but that you have a divine purpose for our lives. Lord, that as we go out, I pray, Lord, Holy Spirit, set up some hearts that we can minister to. So right now, Lord, there's people that are getting prepared for meeting us. You're preparing hearts, Lord, so go and do that, we pray. Go ahead of us. Prepare us, Lord, that we'll have the courage to approach somebody, that we'll pray a prayer of blessing on their lives, and that you would work in their lives. We give all the glory to you now, Lord, for what you're going to do. So bless us, we pray. In your mighty name, amen. We need to be back by 10:02, okay, folk? So it's quick. Grab some stuff. Split that up onto plates, and if you want to go with me, I've got some room. Lana's got some room. Just find some brave people. If you want to stay back here, don't drink all the coffee.